No, absolutely not. You know, we can point to Tuesday, Charlton probably urgently needing the points more than we did, but you certainly can't level that today at our players and Huddersfield players. It was both a game, we both teams wanted to go out and finish the season on a high, and unfortunately it's gone the other way for us.
Where do you think it went wrong? Because you had a great opening 10 minutes, you looked really slick, and then they kind of got the better of things.
Yeah, absolutely. The first goal is obviously always important, and had we taken a chance in the first 5 or 10 minutes, who knows how the game might have panned out. But Huddersfield weathered our sort of mini storm in the first 10 minutes and then came strong themselves and probably had the better of the last half an hour of the first half. But we come in at 0-0 and hoping to do better second half, coming towards our fans. It takes the wind out of your sails. We conceded within about 25, 30 seconds of the second half, which is really inexcusable.
How's Jonathan Bond? Because whenever I've seen him play, he generally does a pretty decent job, but this won't go down as one of his better performances, maybe. Certainly not the second goal.
No. I mean, we unfortunately, goalkeeping is one of those. It's always a knife edge between success and failure. Today, the second goal was obviously definitely his fault. And I haven't seen the free kick again to know whether it's come through the wall or whether he should have done better with the second one. But, he's an outstanding talent. He's 20 years old and he's going to be hopefully going away with England under 21 soon. So, you know, we just need to support him, and there'll be loads more to come from Jonathan, I can assure you.
The other thing that was out of character this afternoon was a Watford home defeat. There hasn't been one of those for a while. Why do you think that was?
Well, for all the reasons I've just spoke about, really. We didn't defend well enough, particularly in the second half. You know, we made too many basic mistakes. And you do that at any level of football, you're going to get punished, whether it's home or away. And today was at home, and we got what we deserved.
You gave the lads a day off in the week. Do you think that had an impact?
We gave them a day off.
That's what I hear.
No, we didn't give them a day off, no. So I don't know whether that has an impact the other way around. They came in and did a recovery session on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, normal training. And it's nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that, on the last game of the season, they haven't performed to their maximum as a team and as individuals.
Overall, just very finally, what's your assessment of the season as a whole been?
Disappointing, you'd have to say, because I think everybody expected us to do better and certainly be pushing after last year to get into the playoff final. I think we all expected another challenge, certainly in the playoffs and possibly for the top two, and it hasn't materialised. So you have to set your standards high, and that's what we'll be doing again this summer going for next year.